Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Thursday, November 3rd, 2011.
Episode 7.31, the Week 9 preview show.
Oh, dude, it's just getting good. So good right now.
Good games on tap, and I am very happy we are going to be in Las
Vegas.
Vegas, baby, for this weekend's round of
games. We'll be betting on the games. I got no shame. I'll be betting.
Well, we will be in a legal environment.
I'll be laying a flutter. Yes, I will.
Okay, you will be. I'm still trying to get healthy. So
I know. Steven just he can't seem to shake the bad stuff that is infested in his house. I won't step foot in the house because there's germs. There's germs. Yeah. The daughter's got it. The wife's got it. There's germs.
I've been fighting this cold since London. It had nothing to do with my daughter.
You brought it home and infected everybody?
Yes, I probably got everyone
sick. You're
a very
bad man.
So
yeah, just be patient with Steven as we get rolling here on week nine.
We're gonna get going. We've got 14 games this week. Why 14? Because there's only four teams on a bye.
But don't worry, next week there won't be a bye, and then the week after that there'll be four more.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what? There was craziness.
There was
at the start of the season.
Later.
Carolina, Detroit, Jacksonville, and Minnesota will take a rest, and we'll get going.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So, dude, are you a little jealous of those teams that they get a rest?
I do.
You ready for your bye week?
You know, and Dominican Sue was partying in New York with the commissioner.
Yeah, and then I suspect, as I said on the video cast, that he went in and took in a show and probably saw the Book of Mormon and lapped
his
tail off.
Book of Mormon would be a good show to see. Do you know that you can't get tickets for that show unless you pay like a skajillion dollars?
Oh, well, or wait. A long time.
You can wait a long time, or you can, you know.
If you want to see it when you're there, then you're going to have to pony up the big dough, Ray.
Pony up some big dollars.
I mean, seriously, like, you can't go to the TKTS office and camp out and get any return tickets?
One. Like, if you like.
I still play that. I have yet to be denied for a show. If you just, you know, wait till the last second. We get nice tickets, Steven. We wait till the very last second.
Yeah.
You get the return tickets, and you end up sitting, like, in the 15th row center.
Yes. We had wonderful
very good
tickets
fortune.
For Wicked.
That was Wicked.
The Wicked tickets were Wicked.
They were. NFL, baby.
Yeah, it's
Steven,
you know,
I'm gonna have to actually come in with a crash card, I think.
A crash card?
For you.
Why?
Because I can just tell.
Am I dying already?
No, you're not dying yet, but I can tell.
I haven't even said anything.
I can't wait for your predictions, because I think this is where I really take him, because he's feeling a little down and out.
You
and
think I'm
going to sneak up behind him and kapow!
Yeah, I've decided that I'm just, whatever you pick, I'm going opposite of.
Everything you can pick, I can pick opposite.
I'm just
going
to be opposite.
I can pick opposite
for
better
14
than you.
Games.
Well, good luck with that, because this is a relatively simple week
of picks.
And then
when we post them,
yes,
I will flop them. I will have mine, and you will just have the opposite of me.
Oh, that would work.
Since those are the official ones.
Yes, but we're recording this, unfortunately, so we have several thousand listeners who are verifying
who will
the
verify
picks.
This. Yeah, but you know, I can lose this recording.
See, Steven is really he's walking on thin ice. He's grasping at straws. He's desperate. Desperate.
I'm more desperate. I'm not. I'm okay with, you know, the overall picks. This is a challenge game. I'm not very happy
well,
with
Steven,
right now.
You know.
Play to win the game.
You do.
Hello.
Hello.
You play to win the game.
You do.
You do.
We do. But I'm more interested in the challenge game where you have an unprecedented lead.
Yeah, it's
four
pretty
games.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I'm not very happy about that.
Warning! Warning! Warning!
If I were to lose one more and be down five games with virtually not that many weeks to go.
Oh, Steve, we go all the way through the playoffs.
We do, through the Super Bowl. This isn't like baseball where you can make up a game per week.
Right.
You know, because there's
a
not
game
that
a week,
many.
Generally, for those who don't know, in baseball, that's reasonable to make up in the late season.
Here's the deal. If I were to lose this week and go down five games.
Yeah.
I would be down five with, in essence, 10 weeks to go. And that counts as Super Bowl. That's difficult.
Yeah, you might want to go find yourself a treadmill.
So let's get to it. Any NFL news other than Ndamukong Suh going to New York, meeting with the commissioner, and then saying, I'm not going to change the style of play.
Well, I do think it's interesting that the league officials are asking the league is asking the officials to monitor for concussive symptoms more than they otherwise would. Here's the other thing. I mean, I'm sorry. If I'm an NFL official, they get paid a lot of money for a part-time job. I agree with that. However,
so they should do whatever I ask them to if I'm the league.
I don't disagree with that, but I would ask you if any league official – I'm sorry, if any official
– is a doctor?
No, well, they aren't. They're lawyers primarily, and some of them are lowly school teachers. However, if I'm a referee and I see a player who can't get up because he's just gotten KO'd, and every time he tries to get off the mat, he keeps falling back down – and they just want to run the next play, I'm going to say something to somebody.
Right.
So how is this any different, really? Because it's got to be that extreme before an official is even going to get involved and notice. And would they have not got involved before? Because it's not really my it's not my job.
I say the league needs to step up. They need to, if they're really serious, and they want us to take them serious at player safety.
Neurologists.
Then they need to step up. They need to hire 32 of them so that there's one on each sideline. So when you have 16 games
going. I thought they'd already done that.
No.
What is the position that they have mandated that there be on the sideline? I thought it was a neurologist.
I don't know officially.
And the league was providing
is.
Them for each game. I was almost certain of this.
No, I thought each team needed to provide their own neurologist.
Okay. But again, that would rectify this and remedy
this.
But
each team. He works for the team. We need people.
We need somebody who's objective and is working on behalf of
the
players.
League, yes.
Well, why doesn't the players' union get involved with this then and provide them themselves if they so
question.
Give a rat's butt about their
ask
people?
D. Smith.
Yeah, I would ask D. Smith because that's a more of a job of a union, I would think, than the owners.
But this definitely is a question for the commissioner. It's like, why are you putting this responsibility on your officials?
Seriously.
Why not put this responsibility?
They don't have enough to do.
I'm a medical person.
You keep upping their responsibilities every year and changing the rules every year and expecting these guys to stay on top of every single one of them and do it
well. Before we get to El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
Which is just around the corner.
It is. We need to talk about somebody talking about that game. How about that?
All right, go for it.
Terrell Suggs.
He sizzle.
Baltimore Ravens player who has says that this game is so good.
How good is it?
It's better than the Super Bowl.
Better than the Super Bowl.
His exact quote, according to the Baltimore Sun.
They don't lie.
There is the Super Bowl, and then there's Steelers-Ravens. And everybody's going to be watching this game.
Okay, he's speaking for himself, I think, as far as his enthusiasm
is that what
and
it
excitement.
Is?
And maybe Steelers fans and Ravens fans. The rest of us, there's plenty of good games this weekend.
They're great games.
There's the Jets,
I almost
Bills.
Didn't even make it. Estupendo juego.
Well, that would have been just to spite him, Steven. We
probably.
Know that typically the last several years.
Giants-Patriots is a pretty big game this week.
I agree. So is Tampa Bay and New Orleans. That's a huge game. However, typically in years gone by, this is one of the most dramatic games of the season. And I should say the two times that they play each other, this is one of the most dramatic games of the season. So I got no problem with him hyping it that much, but you should not.
Yeah.
It is always best to have others hype you than to have you hype yourself.
We have been declared war upon, he says.
Oh, I thought you and I had him.
We are the enemy of the state, he goes on to say.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Heinz Field is my Madison Square Garden.
Juego grande estupendo de la semana. That's my way of shutting him up.
Apparently, but you did it so weakly that
I just wanted him to stop.
Usually that's a big game.
Should we try it again?
Probably. If we're going to make it as big as he's claiming it is.
Well, I made it about right, I think.
So it's not that big?
It's big.
So we should probably put Giants-Patriots
no,
here.
No, that would be mean because, honestly, this is a bigger game.
Okay. Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
It is, and it's Sunday night football.
It's a division rival.
And it's Sunday night football. That makes it that gives it a little extra tick
Giants
on the interest
Patriots
game.
Giants-Patriots is interconference, and that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Okay, so Baltimore-Pittsburgh, Steven.
El juego grande estupendo la semana.
Nice. Baltimore 5-2, Pittsburgh 6-2 at Heinz Field. where the Steelers are 3-point favorites at home.
Favorites. I've got them at 3.5-point favorites.
Where do you get these numbers from? I went to covers.com right when I made this. Where are you going?
I always go to covers.com.
We go to covers.com for all of our gambling curiosities. Go to covers.com now. And if you open an account now, they'll hand in these free corn holders, free with your purchase.
A couple places have
operators are standing by.
But it's three, what about mostly.
Okay. I can't go back in time and look this up, but we made the outline just recently. Now, Steven, yes. I also wondered if we should have attended to the questions I promised some people that we would get to.
So before we get to, so we shouldn't have.
Yeah, I know. So maybe we should. I was just really trying to stop T-Sizzle.
Yes, because he has a lot more to say. You didn't let me finish.
And that was my goal, was to get him to stop.
Get him to stop from talking the nonsense?
Yeah, honestly. So, Richard Perez.
Let me answer Charlie Miller's question. Can I do that?
Oh, Charlie. What's she up to now?
Where can I get a Chiefs shirt from? Now, there's the question that I have first. One, is it because she's dumping the Dolphins to become a Chiefs fan?
No, it's because they're playing each other.
So they're playing each other, and she's a Dolphins fan, and she wants to do, like, some voodoo on the jersey
or
something?
Strange magic. Dun, 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 dun.
Charlie, don't stoop to that level.
Seriously, don't go to voodoo.
Your team is bad. Just face it.
But they're not that far away from being decent.
Bad.
Someday, I mean, they're really, and I was kidding about the 5 years, they're probably a year or two away.
Three.
From being four, three, maybe five.
six.
Come off the ledge, Charlie. Come in off the ledge.
All right.
How far do we think the Texans will go in the playoffs?
Far.
Steven says far.
If they can get healthy, they will
can't
go...
get past anyone in their own divisions.
What?
In their conference, in the AFC, I don't see them beating anybody in the AFC. I see them losing to the Cincinnati Bengals and Andy Dalton, possibly.
What?
There, man, that's what I think.
I hope that's a playoff matchup, because I will take that, and you will lose, and you will rue the day.
Nice.
They won't lose to Cincinnati. Come on, dog.
I just, look, unless they get really healthy, really fast.
You've been blinded by the light. You have been. Cincinnati Bengals light. The Cincinnati Bengals light. You've been blinded by their light. They're 5-2.
I've been blinded by Andy's hair.
Yes, by the redhead.
So they were going through trying to have fun with him on NFL Network last night.
Yes,
asking about some nicknames for him, like the Red Rocket.
Red Rocket.
The Red Rifle. And, you know, he wasn't really having much of it.
He wasn't.
And
he said, going.
What nickname do you prefer? He says Andy. And it was Andrew Siciliano asking the questions, and Andrew Siciliano has ginormous ears.
Yeah.
So Andrew Siciliano made it clear that I prefer to be called Andrew. I think he's afraid of being called Andy, because then he would be made sport of for his ear size.
Yes.
And that was just a bad idea. Kara Henderson bailed him out of the interview nicely.
Nice.
But you shouldn't have gone down that road, dude. How long before Tony Sperano was shown the door? I think they do keep him to the end of the season.
Well, I think
Jonathan Winchert wants to know.
It all depends. Do you want a Cowher? Cowher's already been on record saying, I'm not going to take anybody else's job.
Right.
You have to have a vacancy.
Right.
So,
but he also says he is not very interested in going before the end of the year.
Right.
And it's coming in
but
mid-season.
But what I'm saying
so.
Is he would talk to you, though, if you have an interim.
An interim?
Head coach.
Interim.
That's the way I would go.
Jorge has a long question. Jorge, you're a good writer. You should let us know if you want to do any pieces for
us. Just ask the first line.
Do the Giants suffer from losing Bradshaw?
Yes. Because Brandon Jacobs ain't getting it done. And
but,
he's not happy there.
You know, but the news is back and forth on Bradshaw and his availability this weekend. Some people are saying he's going to have surgery. Some people saying he's playing. Okay. Those are rather extreme, and you're going to have to watch the news to
find
out.
Leave it to Lee Sanders to have a question about the Patriots.
Owen something teams?
With the loss
will we see 0-16?
With the loss to the Steelers, do you think the Patriots will bounce back? It just
really?
Come on.
Really?
I like the 0-16, though.
Well,
he's
a Patriots fan. With the loss to the Steelers, do you think the Patriots will bounce back? Is he saying that the Patriots are going to lose to the Steelers?
No. He says they just lost to the Steelers, so will they bounce back from that loss?
Oh, the Patriots. He's
yes.
worried. Again, I point you to Charlie. She's the one in trouble.
Yeah.
You're a Patriots fan, dude. You're fine, relax. Okay? Just relax.
As far as the 0-16 talk, yes, officially the Indianapolis Colts and Miami Dolphins are both.
Absolutely.
On 0-16 watch. Yes.
Greg Campbell wants to know, after 10-0 sack, 26 yards rushing, shutout performance on the road in Week 8, can the Bills repeat that defensive performance against a division-winning opponent, the New York Jets, this week, effectively putting themselves in the proverbial driver's seat in the AFC East?
I guess you know what I think. Well, we know what you think.
Well, you're a Bills fan.
But I'm going to say
no. You're a Bills fan who said you wouldn't win a game this year. Just to be clear, Greg.
He's now on the bandwagon again. He's
all Bills fans, Steven.
They have shown him enough.
All Bills fans were on the bandwagon, never left the bandwagon, but the bandwagon went into a moat.
Okay.
See, so he's back on the bandwagon, which he never left, but it's now on dry land.
Wait, he then goes on to give you another question there at the bottom. What does he say?
Look, you only get one, Greg.
Well, let's answer his first. I'm sorry, Greg. I don't see them beating the Jets this week.
And I do. So there's Steven and I are going to dip on a game.
There's your challenge game right there again.
Steven's called it. Market 16-14, the challenge game.
I get to see what other
you
games
said
we
there's
differ
there's
the on.
Challenge game.
Well, I get to see what
you
other
didn't
games.
Didn't say there may be the challenge
okay,
game.
Okay, there may be the challenge game.
Well, that's different.
All right.
Okay.
My goodness.
Big Al Levinson, though Big Ben has had a big week last week, he's playing the Ravens. Great defense this week. Is he going to be able to keep the ball up in the air at least half as good as last week? Or for the Steelers to win, do they need to keep it on the ground? Look, when you're going up against the Ravens,
it's a little of both.
It's a lot of both. You've got to run a balanced attack always to keep the defense guessing.
Yeah, you can't, and you're not going to expect to run much against the Ravens. But I say let's get to it because here we go. I mean, let's do it proper this time. Ready?
We've got to answer Roddy's question.
Oh, there's another one.
Why does the website say we're kings of the poo? That's just too funny. Just hit refresh. It's probably
he just
came up.
Okay.
You can only have so much of
kings of the pole.
But the L is truncated because of the size of the frame that's allowed.
It is.
And it's a joke. Somebody sent that screenshot in last week. Don't you remember that?
Let's see.
It was pretty funny. And the guy said, I know it's juvenile, which is why I didn't post it publicly.
Maybe I'll redo that image then.
I don't know. I like it because it's silly and it's juvenile. Okay, now I'm ready. I'm all in.
El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
The Baltimore Ravens travel to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers.
Steelers, you're so good. Aww.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all right.
Okay.
I've got them winning. There you go. It's Sunday Night Football in America. And Baltimore is looking fantastic on defense. They look like they turned a corner with the offense last week, especially Flacco throwing to Anquan Boldin. I thought that was a huge improvement. Apparently, Anquan came over to Joe on the sideline and said, Joe, I'm open, and he took it as not a TO, I'm open, but as a real wide receiver saying, I'm open on my side.
Yeah.
Started going there, completed 7 or 8 passes in the second half, and that really got them going, and it diversified their offense. But I think the Steelers are a little too much, and they're at home, and it's the night game. Feature game, Steven, your thoughts?
Well, you have to go back to week one, where the Ravens thoroughly dominated the Steelers 35-7.
Smoked them.
Look, it's a division
game.
You don't
do it twice.
And you don't. You don't. You were at home. And quite frankly, the Baltimore Ravens were a much better football team back then. Something has happened to Flacco.
I would agree.
He has regressed in the last several weeks. I like the Pittsburgh Steelers in this game.
I think Philip Rivers are going to the same doctor right now. And I think Charlie Miller is actually the one who's supervising that medical work.
Is it?
It's not good. It's not good. It's got some voodoo involved.
Back to the voodoo. Charlie, don't do the voodoo,
That voodoo thing you do, don't do.
I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think they allow a repeat of week one. I think they take that game and they're like, all right, we got pushed around on the offensive side of the ball. Remember, they had so many injuries on the offensive line that first week. Everybody kept going down. And it's like, oh, gosh, another one. Oh, gosh, another one. So I think they change things around. I think it'll be a close game. It'll be a typical three-point Ravens-Steelers matchup.
This will not be on my parlay card this weekend.
And the Steelers will find a way to win this game.
Unless I'm making so much money that it's ridiculous, in which case it might be on my parlay card. The games of the week, the New York Giants 5-2 with the New England Patriots at 5-2. That's
so
an afternoon
game
on Fox.
You have the Steelers?
Yes,
right?
I do.
Okay.
So if you're going to flip it over, then you're going to have to be wrong, too.
What do you mean if I flip it over?
Well, you were going to flip all this, the picks and stuff, and you're going to disagree with me and flip on all the picks, but we agreed.
Yeah.
So it's best not to flip those.
I don't know. I may take Baltimore now.
Okay.
No.
Didn't think so.
Yeah.
Games of the week, Giants at Patriots, 1 o'clock game, Fox. What do you think?
Well,
Patriots, 9.5 favorites?
I think the Patriots, they don't lose back-to-back games. They just don't do that.
They don't, but
historically,
they've lost games.
That doesn't happen.
Right.
They don't lose
at home.
And they just lost to the Steelers.
Yep.
They're not going to turn around and lose now to the Giants.
Giants are playing better. People keep wanting to throw up. Miami nearly beat them. Miami, friends, they're not going to win games, but they're not. There's worse teams that we've seen in the history of the NFL. And this is a team, this Miami Dolphins team, that really fights hard every week. They don't win, but they fight hard. So, again, saying that, oh, the Dolphins nearly beat them, therefore the Giants suck, I don't find that a compelling argument. I watched the game, and the Giants look like they've taken some serious steps forward, and I think this may be the best team they've put on the field since 2007, Stephen.
We're going to have to learn to disagree on that one.
Okay.
I think the Giants looked really bad, and they got really fortunate that they were playing a really bad team.
Okay. That's also possible, Stephen.
And the fact that they're, you know, the Ahmad Bradshaw thing, they're not sure whether he's playing or whether he's okay. They're going to have to rely on Brandon Jacobs. I don't think that's going to be enough to get it done.
Well, we also don't know about the fitness of Wes Welker, and that is
I actually he's only missed one day of practice.
Right.
I think so. There were some weird reports of him missing a whole bunch of. He's only missed one day of practice. He was back at practice today. Welker's going to be fine. He's going to be on the football field.
Well, that's going to be key. I just have a personal fantasy question. Would you please give the ball to Jarvis Greedellis?
No.
Please.
It's the New England Patriots.
Please.
It's the New England Patriots, and as far as running backs are concerned. You know what, Jeffrey? Here's some fantasy advice. Don't play him.
Okay, but sometimes we've still got bye weeks, and you don't always have choices.
I see. Well, then you have to play.
Yeah.
I've got the New England Patriots. They will bounce back, and they will.
Do they cover the 9.5?
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. See, I may go ahead and take the Giants with the points. That's just me. We're talking a little more gambling because we're going to be there.
It could go
either way.
Yeah, it could be like it could be.
That should be a Vegas line. Is it could go either way?
Can it be a Patriots blowout, or will it be a close game?
Yeah. Could be either.
Could go either way, yes.
Giants won't win, I'll tell you that much. That much I do believe.
The New York Jets travel to Buffalo to face the Buffalo Bills fresh off their 23-0 spanking of the Washington Redskins. Here come the Jets, fresh off a bye. We got a lot of teams that are fresh.
You know, Rex Ryan's never won coming out of a bye.
Really?
They're 0-2 under Rex Ryan coming out of a bye.
Interesting.
And they're going to go to 0-3 because I got Buffalo.
Wow. Well, I'm taking the New York Jets.
Yes!
I think the Jets, coming off a bye week, having a couple weeks to get ready for these Bills, thinking about, look, here's the Jets' philosophy. We lose this game.
Our season's done.
The division is gone, and pretty much wild card.
Yeah. No, so you're playing the more desperate team card.
I am playing the desperate team.
Trust me. You are absolutely right on who the most desperate team is here.
The desperate team here is the Jets. They can nigh afford a loss.
Yes.
That stands for not, people. Listen to the last podcast.
Well, people are going to say, no, it doesn't. Well, listen to the last
podcast,
you'll understand.
Podcast, and you will understand. It does. We made it, so.
Just like we can change anything we want because it's our show. So there.
So I've got the New York Jets. I think they will improve to 5-3, dropping the Bills to 5-3, and they'll be chasing the Pats, who will be at 6-2.
Yeah, this is a fierce divisional battle, and I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, they're having so much fun up there in Buffalo, Stephen, right now. And I think it's great for them. They're going to be home for the first time in a few weeks. You're like, well, they had a home game last week. No, they're in the Rogers Center.
Yes.
So they're going to be there and playing in front of the Orchard Park home crowd.
There's
and I think that's
no
going to
be a place like the Rogers Center.
And I. Yes, actually, there's hundreds of places better than the Rogers Center.
I was just reading your comment on it.
Oh, was that from the Powerful Rankings?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for reading those.
I read everything.
I appreciate people looking at the Powerful Rankings and telling me what they
rankings.
Think.
There's no place like powerful. The Rogers Center.
That's
I
right.
laughed, and so I repeated it.
So next up, Stephen, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 4-3 at the New Orleans Saints.
I do not know what to do with this game,
doggy. I'll tell you this much: the Saints favored by 8. I don't like that.
What?
The Saints favored by 8. I'm not crazy about the line.
I'm not crazy about it either. That's a lot of points. But look,
that's a lot of points.
Bucks coming off a bye.
LeGarrette Blount is supposed to be healthy.
Off the London disappointment.
Which was all about injuries.
They've already beaten New Orleans once.
Yes, and you don't do that twice. And you're going to the Superdome.
Oh, and you're on the road.
It's a brutal schedule for the Buccaneers. All I'm protesting is the line, 8 points. I think it should be a closer game than 8 points. I've got New Orleans straight up.
I've got New Orleans straight up, but as far as the line is concerned, really? You don't think the Saints
you
are going to come out?
You think that the Saints are going to bounce back and Drew Brees is going to stop the same nonsense that's going on with Joe Flacco and Phillip Rivers,
they're
and
gonna
he's going to just become a normal quarterback
there
again?
There are some teams who they have a bad game against a bad opponent and wind up losing a game they should have won, and then it's like it's disaster.
Drew Brees was horrible.
I think the Saints are going to come out and they're going to be like, watch this.
I hope so.
I don't hope so. I just think that's what's going to happen.
I mean, I hope so in the sense
of wishing
good things for Drew Brees.
I don't want to pick against the Bucs, but I have to.
Now, the Bucs are still my team.
I'll tell you what. They disappointed me. And Claire made fun of me, and I can't have that.
By the way, Claire makes fun of you
on air?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Skysports.com/NFL. That video should still be up there from last week where
the
dear Claire made fun of Steven and I both for taking the Buccaneers and basically said, well, I need to know whom you're taking because I'm going to pick the opposite.
I need to know if we're on with Claire tomorrow because I've got it prepared. I was like, Claire, just to mention before we start.
Yeah, that was a really close game.
I did go 2-0 last week.
Yeah, yeah. And I dropped one, the one that I said to go with me.
Right, right.
We differed on Carolina and
Minnesota. Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to, you know, shoot it back at her, see what she comes back with.
Yeah, I don't know when we're going to be on tomorrow. So we can't tell anybody. We can't post it. We'll post it when we know it.
We'll post it when we get it. But Jeffrey, I think the New Orleans Saints pounce back, and they pounce back with power.
You've got them pouncing and not bouncing? Is that a special type of a bounce?
It is a special. It's a pounce. You know what the pounce does?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I mean,
you know
the pounce
Mufasa
is
taught
good
his son
the...
Simba the pounce.
I only saw that once. There's the problem right there.
And you still don't remember the difference between a pounce and a bounce?
Nope.
A bounce, you're just bouncing to bounce around and be bouncy.
A bounce like Tigger.
A pounce is you pounce on someone or something. It's standing there and you pounce on it. Ah!
All right.
And you smack it around.
Arrgh. Okay.
And so the Saints are going to be smacking around the Bucks.
Arrgh. Okay.
You've got glitter on your face. What's that all about?
Do I really?
Yeah, you do.
I've got a daughter who's 14 and is a very creative young lady.
She's wearing glitter on her face?
Well, she goes and she makes stuff. She's a crafty type, and she made something last night with glitter.
And
then she probably kisses me goodnight, and then it transfers from her face to my face.
Yes.
Is all I can think. Or she actually put a piece on there just to be obnoxious, which she might do, because she is obnoxious. She is my daughter.
I'm glad she didn't put it on me. That's all.
She would have had she seen you.
Looked very glittery.
Great. All I wanted to be is sparkly. That's all I've ever wanted.
Sparkly boy. All right, we both have the Saints.
Get your facts straight.
I don't like to be sparkly.
Okay. We do have the Saints?
We do have the Saints.
All right. We'll move to the final game of the week where the 5-2. That's right. I did not stumble. I did not stutter.
Did not misspeak.
The 5-2 Cincinnati Bengals travel to Tennessee to face the 4-3 Tennessee Titans.
Steven has the Titans because CJ is going to finally finally become relevant, and Matt Hasselbeck's been playing well, and Kenny Britt's doing okay, and yeah, right?
And who do you have?
I've got Cincinnati.
All right.
Was I reading the tea leaves correctly?
No, you weren't, but
I
like it that you're...
Or yes, I was.
I like it that you're talking for me. Yeah, I mean...
I'm just trying to push you, actually. I'm trying to bully you into not going with Cincinnati.
You're not bullying me. I'm taking the Tennessee Titans in this game.
I knew it. There you go.
I am.
That's now yellow. Yellow is the coward color, by the way.
The reason... Yeah, that's why I just marked Cincinnati in yellow, because that's who you're taking.
I marked Tennessee in yellow, because that's whom you're taking.
Here's the deal, Jeff. I've not bought into the Kool-Aid of the Cincinnati Bengals.
I know, and that's because you bought into the Kool-Aid of the Browns, and their proximity in Ohio, and their being in the same division has tarnished you.
Has nothing to do with the Browns.
It has. Did the Browns hurt you this season?
The Browns are hurting me, yes.
Okay, so they
have. But it has nothing to do with the Cleveland Browns. It has nothing to do with their division. It all has to do with, look, I am a big believer of you play the games and you beat who the NFL puts in front of you.
No.
That's your job,
you
right?
You play to win the game.
Yes. But your job is to, whatever the schedule is, you go play it and you go win it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm looking at the quality of wins.
Not good. Not good
for
teams.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals have had a soft schedule,
with the exception of the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
That win was
impressive.
It came out of nowhere. Remember, they were losing the whole game,
yeah,
and the Bills kind of let that one get away.
Yeah.
The quality and what's
they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
In their losses to San Francisco, which we're finding that was a pretty good team, the loss to Denver still scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a team that lost to the Denver Broncos.
A Kyle Orton-led Denver Broncos.
On the road.
But a Kyle Orton, not the worst Tim Tebow.
Right.
Denver Broncos.
But they were still pretty bad at
the
time.
And that's part of the reason that Kyle Orton lost his job.
Here they are on the road again. Now, although it was very impressive what they went up and they did in Seattle. But now we got back-to-back road games. We're going into Tennessee, where it's going to be a hostile environment.
It is.
I think the Tennessee Titans will be okay. They're still fighting for their lives there in the South again,
they absolutely
chasing
are.
The Houston Texans.
But you know what? The Bengals are still trying to keep up with the Steelers.
They are.
I mean, they know that the wild card is theirs. The division is potentially theirs. If Baltimore is to beat Pittsburgh this weekend, they are to beat Tennessee. Guess what, friends?
If there is a team that I expect
both
the bottom
six and two. Both
to
six.
Just open and just fall out from underneath them, and they just come crashing back to reality, of all the
you're
teams.
Hating. You're hating.
No, of all the teams that have winning records.
Yeah.
And there's a lot
they're
of them
the worst
there.
Team with a winning record.
I'm not saying they're the worst team with a winning record.
But you
I'm
expect the worst things from them.
I'm saying that I expect that that's where the bottom falls. It's a very young team.
Yes.
It's a very young team. And they are doing admirable against the Seahawks and the Colts and the Jags.
Those are some really bad teams.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't want you. They're doing their job. They're beating those bad teams.
Yes.
And that's all they
and
can
good
do is
teams do.
But
play your schedule.
Now you've got look, here's their schedule coming up. They're at the road against Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They got Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
They got Baltimore. They got Houston. They got to play Baltimore again. Pittsburgh and Baltimore twice. That's four games
you're
right
screwed.
There.
Which is why they win this one, dude.
And then they got to and then sprinkled in there, they've got St. Louis and Arizona.
Okay, they can win those. They could finish 8-8.
They might go to St. Louis and lose that one.
Not unless everybody gets healthy there in St. Louis. We got to see.
It's a possibility.
St. Louis, I just to tip myself, I am
think,
taking St. Louis.
I think week 9 starts the decline. And that's going to be my
motto. I remind you of what Coach Billick says.
Yes.
Folks, when you go into the Lion's Den, you don't tippy-toe in. You carry a spear, you go in screaming like a banshee, you kick whatever door's in and say, where's the son of a... If you go in any other way, you're going to lose.
That's why.
Do you think they're going to go in?
They're prepared every week, Steven. That's what I've noticed.
Okay.
They go in prepared, and I love that about Billick, in that if you are not prepared to do that, to kick the teeth in of your opponent, you will lose. And they seem to get that
better than a lot of young teams.
Right.
And I think Tennessee is somewhat vulnerable.
I think it's another potential challenge game.
All righty. Well, it is a potential challenge game. You're absolutely right because we differ on it. Now, it's time for must-see TV and the must-see games.
We'll start in our nation's capital where the 6-1 San Francisco 49ers travel to Washington to face the 3-4 Redskins and Jeffrey.
Sweet land of liberty.
You can push the danger, danger, Will Robinson.
My favorite part of the song is coming up next, of the icing. Icing.
Of the icing. Wow, I wish you'd
warning,
words.
Warning, warning.
Danger, Will Robinson. The Redskins and Shanahan coming off a shutout.
Yeah.
Where they scored zero goose egg.
Historic.
How do they respond? Here comes San Francisco.
Kick the crap out of the 49ers.
Quite frankly, Jeffrey, they're playing...
Smoke and mirrors.
No, they're playing well in all phases. Offense, defense,
special teams.
Special teams.
They're getting short fields all the time handed to and Alex Smith. He just keeps getting this. You giving me the ball at the 40?
This is a team where you are kind of selling them a little short, I think.
Steven, I am sick to my stomach that they're second in my powerful rankings.
So this is Jeff. Just lose because I want you off my powerful
rankings.
I'm
taking the 49ers. Because, frankly, Washington...
Because you want to win, and you're smart.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. And okay. Washington, look, terrain's gone on the IR now, and this is a team that just doesn't have enough.
They don't have anything. They got Deshaun Choice off of waivers from the Cowboys.
From the Cowboys, yeah, the fumbling machine, yeah. You roll with that. He'll
good
be
luck,
the third.
Good luck with him.
They got Roy Helu and, John Beck. And their defense is playing okay. But, boy, this offense
didn't
is
they really
just
put
horrible.
Terrain on you meant Tim Hightower.
I'm
right?
Sorry, Tim Hightower
I was
on
like,
IR.
Wow, they lost terrain, too? No.
But Hightower was the starting back at the beginning
yes.
of this season.
Yes, he
let's
was.
Be clear about that. They saw terrain as the backup. And now he's the starter. And
yeah, but he struggled mightily against the Bills.
He has. They can't beat their way out of a paper bag. And I just, against San Francisco's defense, they're going to be in for a world of hurt. The biggest thing that the San Francisco 49ers have going against them is the fact that the NFL has given them this insane schedule where in 60 days you make four trips to the East Coast. That ain't cool. That is not cool. But San Francisco, I think their mantra this year is going to be nothing is going to stop us from overcoming. We're going to overcome everything, and we'll just go into Washington.
Because I like how they and at first I thought it was a little goofy and cheesy and campy how they end their locker room speeches, but now I'm buying into
they
it.
They bring out Krusty the
Clown. No, they all huddle up. They all put their hands together, and then Harbaugh yells, "Who's got it better than us?" And then the whole team yells, "Nobody!" And I you know what? At first, I was like,
cheesy.
You know what, Jeff? Who's got it better than them? Okay, probably the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Okay, the thing I'm looking at.
And actually, no, Jeff, because the Packers have the Bears and the Lions chasing them. You know who's chasing the Niners? Nobody. Okay? So I like that. If you get a chance to go out to NFL.com and see the video of a Jim Harbaugh post-game speech in the locker room, do it because it ends
who's
like
got
that.
Got it better than us?
Nobody. I like it.
Okay.
At first,
can
I was like, I don't like it.
Can you look up the games that are on Sky this weekend while I
– I sure can.
Since
I
we don't
tell
know when we're going to be
in
on.
Three I'm, shakes. Give
okay.
me three shakes.
One, two, three. But
all
I'm
right.
going to tell
the
people
New York
about the
Jets
East Coast.
At Buffalo Bills and the Green Bay Packers versus the San Diego Chargers. Those are your two games.
Good ones.
Yes.
Good ones.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to tell people about San Francisco on the road, how they've done to let people be a little bit more comfortable with this. They went to the Bengals and beat them handily 13-8 in a low-scoring affair. Now, that Bengals team that I think is okay, they beat. They went to Philadelphia, whom everyone now has anointed Super Bowl champs because they won last week. Isn't that weird?
We are a fickle bunch of...
Not you and I. Not
no,
you and I.
No, I'm talking
but
about
yes, the
media.
World.
The world.
The NFL universe is very strange. Because
fickle.
They were the dream team...
We've got them going to the Super Bowl. Then they suck, so we've got them as the worst team who's ever lived. Then they won a game, so now we're back. They're going
to
the Super Bowl.
Well, they won two in a row now. They won two in a row.
Okay, so. But so the Eagles lost to the 49ers in Philadelphia, yes, which was inconceivable. Yes. And then they beat the Lions in Detroit. That was the decisive win. But they've only gone all the way east once, and that was to play Philadelphia, and they did pretty well. So this is their second trip all the way east.
Yeah, that's right, because Tampa Bay played them. Exactly. Don't forget they spanked Tampa Bay.
At home. And that was a very strange thing. The game got away from Tampa Bay early, and it was just an unrecoverable mess. So, yeah, I'm a little bit more comfortable taking San Francisco this week. But when they go to 7-1 and I've still got them set, I may move them down in my power rankings even if they win this week, Steven, because I'm just so uncomfortable having them there.
You cannot do that.
I can because they're mine.
You know, they are yours, but I ultimately put them up on the site and I could move them up.
You could do anything you want, but you would be, you know, basically going to a man's grave and defiling his grave.
Oh, wow.
Because they're my powerful rankings. You can't go and screw with that. That's my legacy.
I believe, look, you kept the Patriots there as long as possible, and then they lost.
For damn
and
good
you
reason.
Moved them. I don't think you can move the Niners until they lose. And the problem is, here's their schedule. Washington,
I'm looking at it. New
Giants,
York,
Arizona.
Baltimore, they lose.
Do they?
They're at Baltimore. They damn well better.
And then so St. Louis, them. Arizona. Pittsburgh, that is the game that I do believe they lose.
Monday Night Football. We've got to be there, Steven.
We talked about that in...
I know we can't, but we've got to.
I don't know, but just...
We've got to.
And then Seattle, and then St. Louis to end the season.
Crap. This is...
13-3. People in London were laughing at me when I said the Niners would finish 13-3 or better.
Yeah.
And it is very of its possibility.
All right. The Green Bay Packers at the San Diego Chargers.
Why aren't we at this game? That's what I want to know.
Because it's a 1 o'clock game on Fox. Because
we're in Vegas, baby!
And we're going to be having a lot more fun watching all the games.
We are. We're going to be chilling with Doc Rob.
Cincinnati and Tennessee. We're going to be seeing the Giants
and
the Bills.
Rob, give me a call or something, dude. When
seriously,
are we gonna
how are we
going
to hook up?
What's up?
I mean, come on. We're there for you because the Sea Sloths are playing the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, dog, but
we didn't. No one expected
lose,
it to be this bad.
You want to lose some money?
You want to lay a little flutter, do you?
I'm here.
Yeah, so am I. And so, you know what? I think there's about a million people in Vegas that would like to line up to take that bet.
All right.
We're talking
anyway,
about the Packers
I think
and
the Doc
Chargers.
Is a smart enough man to
no.
Not to put some money on those Seahawks.
There's a reason you get to be older and wiser. That's by not being stupid. Now, Steven, talk to me about how San Diego has a prayer against the mighty Packers.
They don't.
Okay.
I wanted to take San Diego. I really did. I want to say, look, Green Bay's not going 16.
Peter King's gone out. Peter King who retweeted yesterday.
Yes, we got a Peter King retweet. That was very
Now,
nice.
It was obviously a good thing to retweet because it actually got more impressions on Facebook than anything we've ever posted.
Right.
So that... You know, apparently Peter was in good company there and saying that that was a very good question that was asked on Facebook.
Yes.
But I wish we could know that they're that good and do that regularly because it would sure help us.
What would be good?
Yeah, we don't know. We just put up stuff that we find interesting, and then you guys decide what's good
what's
and
good
not.
And what's not. Yeah, exactly.
So the question yesterday was, so who's the midseason coach of the year? And that blew up. And everyone said Harbaugh generally. 8 out of 10 said Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And yet it's still got tons of activity. And Peter King said Harbaugh. And anyways, he retweeted, and we got a bunch of new tweet followers. So if you just found us on Twitter, hello.
Welcome
to the show.
Yes.
And so in this game, Steven, Peter is taking San Diego this week.
I may take the San Diego Chargers.
Peter's really bad at picking games.
He is.
So wait, I just tell you that somebody who's bad at picking games is taking a team, and you say you may take that team.
Look, the Chargers, they got to bounce back. The way they played against Kansas City, awfulness.
What am I doing?
Oh, God. Did you see the...
What am I doing?
You're taking the snap from...
No, I'm not.
No, you've got your hands...
I'm not
you
taking the snap.
You got to open your hands, hope a little bit more, a little bit closer together. Now, just touch your palms now. There you go.
Oh, that's how you receive a ball from the center.
Yes.
Huh, you make this V with your with your palms touch. Huh.
Yes.
So that's what Phillips should have done.
not closed his hands.
Before the ball ever got there.
In Phillips' defense, they did start with the V. Yeah. I've looked at the tape.
But he clutched air.
It was a premature.
It must have been very heavy air.
It was a premature closing of the hands.
Yes. And we've had premature closure before. And
yes.
It's awkward. It's uncomfortable, you know.
And the hand, literally, it hits your fingers and the ball. You're
and
like, wait a minute.
Squirts out.
What just hit my hand, my finger?
That better not be the ball.
Oh, darn.
Why are
it.
My hands so warm? Because they're touching each other?
Yeah, and then you look down and he...
It was gone.
That he couldn't jump on
so,
the ball, too. That, was,
that yeah. being said, you are leaning towards considering San Diego.
I am considering San Diego. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers right now on air.
Yeah.
But this might be, come Saturday night after we're toasted from watching O at the Bellagio, you might see an official pick change.
You really don't know. You really don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. And you never will.
I will. I will after the game is over. I will know whether I was right or wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with Packers.
For now. All right, good enough. Me too. The Packers, my fear is that I don't see the Packers. I don't want the Packers to go 16-0, Steven. I don't think it's in their best interest. To go 16-0. They have said several times, Aaron Rodgers said, look, how did we do it last year? We had our backs against the wall. We had to win two to get into the playoffs at all. And that got us the momentum that we needed that's carried us to this point. And so everybody knows that it's not, you don't want to be the 16-0 team going in the playoffs because not only do you have a giant target on your back, but losing is just inevitable at some point.
Yeah.
So I hear you, and San Diego.
It could be that one bad game. They come back from their bye week. They're a little rusty.
If San Diego provided any better of a home field advantage, I might be with them. But they don't.
I agree.
It's a neutral. It's a nothing. You're playing
it's
in a
neutral
crap
at
hole.
Best. Yeah.
Yeah. And there will be a lot of Packer fans
yes,
down there.
Will.
They will show
yes,
up because the weather's nice.
Yes,
Chicago at Philadelphia. Chicago 4-3. Philadelphia 3-4. Monday Night Football on ESPN. And I'm going to do the open for this week.
Bears.
Okay, here's
right.
the open.
The vaunted Chicago Bears play on the frozen tundra.
They don't play on the frozen tundra.
I made a mistake. The Philadelphia Eagles, they play in a place in Philadelphia tonight.
Name a couple historic players.
Oh, Mike Jaworski.
Ron Jaworski.
Lynn Swan.
No, that's Pittsburgh Steeler. Same state, though. That's
Steven,
right.
I'm literally doing the open, okay?
Tonight on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's
horrible.
It is.
God, if you know, we're not saying bring back Hank, but we're saying do something for God's sake.
You got to,
try
the whole historic of the Kansas City Chiefs and Len Dawson.
Two storied franchises.
The San Diego Chargers historically have played horrible in Kansas City.
Okay,
let's get to Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
it's they.
Maybe they should just say, you know what, we're racist and we're going to bring Hank Williams back because that
you know
would be
what?
An improvement. What?
Maybe Hank was right when he said that Barack Obama and
Boehner
playing golf
is like Hitler with Netanyahu.
Maybe he had a point. Let's just bring his song back.
Huh.
No, but remember, Hank took his song.
He
with
did.
Him.
He took his, all his rowdy friends went
yes.
with him.
He can't.
But man, Monday Night Football.
So what they're trying to tell me is all the musicians in the whole world,
Lynyrd Skynyrd,
they can't find one musician to come up
Eddie
with
Van Halen.
Something.
Somebody, please.
I'll
somebody?
Even take David Lee Roth for crying out loud.
No, I won't go there. I won't take Eddie Van Halen, but I won't take David Lee Roth.
I will.
I would go Sammy Hagar Van Halen before
really?
I went David Lee Roth Van Halen. You know how bad David Lee Roth's got to look right now? Worse than actually Hank Williams. Steven, whom do you like here?
A hot female. What's the hottest female singer right now?
Shania Twain? I don't
She's
know.
She's not the hottest female
I don't know.
Singer.
Carrie Underwood.
Christina Aguilera. I don't know. I don't. All right.
Any one of those.
I like Sheryl Crow, but she's my age.
Fine. But she still looks hot.
She does.
So just throw her out there and have her come up with some football jingle.
And she writes more mellow stuff as she's gotten older.
It'd be kind of cool, though. Mellow? Kind of like a, as long as she's singing it.
Ah, that's
in lingerie.
Yeah.
Probably not.
She would have for Lance. She wouldn't for you and I. And I know they're broken up. So don't get me started
there. She's not with Lance anymore.
I know.
All right. He knows.
Who do you like in this game, Steven?
I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles.
Damn it.
Backs against the wall at home, Monday Night Football.
They don't have their backs against the wall anymore.
They sure do, Steven. Look at their division. The Giants are looking pretty good, and the Cowboys are going to be closing because of the softness of their schedule for no other reason.
Yeah, if the Cowboys don't go 5-0 over the next 5 weeks, there's problems in Dallas.
Yeah, there really is. And I think Dallas is an average team, but they have a below-average schedule.
Yeah.
So, look, Philadelphia knows they got to win this game. The Bears are the Bears.
But the Bears, too, have a back against the wall. They can't fall further behind the Lions and the Packers.
They know that they're the division leader, but they also look in the mirror, and they know that they're not the Lions and they're not the Packers. And they're just, you know, they're the Bears.
I'll take the Eagles for now.
For now? What's this for now? You're doing the show!
Look, on Friday, there's a lot of stuff that happens Friday that you don't know about.
We do TV tomorrow.
Yes.
In 12 hours, we'll be doing Sky Sport News, probably 24 hours.
And then I come back, and there's a lot of research that needs to be done on these games. I need to close the gap.
You do need to close the gap. That's for damn sure. Okay, moving on to the games of importance. See, you're chasing me in this, too, yes. Steven, in the button pushing he's behind.
Yes, button pushing.
Cleveland 3-4 at Houston 5-3.
Yeah.
This is an 11-point spread in favor of the Houston Texans.
Wow.
11, and I like that line. I think that's about right. I might actually take Houston in this game and give 11 points.
Too many points.
It's a lot of points. But we're talking about the Houston Texans, and we're talking about the heartbreak of Ohio Cleveland.
I'm going to say Houston.
Yeah. I might change my pick.
I don't know about the spread. No, I'm not changing my
good
pick.
Please don't.
Look, Cleveland, look, Montero Hardesty's hurt.
Yep.
Peyton Hillis is hurt.
Yep.
So who are they throwing out at running back?
Bumblebee Tuna.
Exactly. Bumblebee Tuna, third string. We're not sure. Colt McCoy showed flashes of brilliance for a little bit. Now it's like he's got no one to throw the ball to.
Look, he's fine. What they're going to be going with is probably Chris Obamanya. He will probably be the quarterback.
Obanaya.
What you said. And, you know, they got Obanaya, Massaqua. They've got a mouthful of names there. But that's whom they have. And then Greg Little. But, you know, as I like to use CBSSports.com, their depth chart, because it shows it all graphically represented. I'm a more visual person, so it's got the whole offense laid out. Mm-hmm. But what they do next to injuries is they put a yellow sticky note. I can't see any of the names of the players because there's yellow sticky notes everywhere. Honestly, on the offensive side, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 sticky notes on the offensive side of the ball. Defense is fine, but seriously, this is sad. And defense being fine doesn't mean there's not injuries. It means that if their players are injured, they're gone because they have no chance of playing. If you have a chance of playing, you're listed amongst the starters there.
Yeah.
But they have 12, 4 at running back alone, 3 at wide receiver, and that's left side wide receiver, okay? That's your X wide receiver. They have 3 post-it notes. They have 3 on the tight ends.
I got the Houston Texans.
Ben Watson, I don't even know who these guys are. Evan Moore and Alex Smith.
Tight ends. They're the tight ends.
No, I'm telling you, I had to look up their names because I didn't know at a glance at their last name what their first names were.
I see.
Because Benjamin Watson's the only one I know from that group.
Yeah.
This is not a good team, and this is an injured team besides not being a good team. I'm very much rolling with Houston, I'm liking the 11.
Early game, the Seahawks, 2-5, travel to Dallas to face the 3-4 Cowboys.
We're going to Vegas.
Be checking this game out with Doc Rob and his pals.
His posse.
His posse.
Doc Rob.
I think
posse.
His posse consists of his father and his brother.
You can have a posse.
That can be a posse. That, okay, all right.
I mean, it's best that the it's aggregate cool age posse. Is less than 300. That's important when there's only three of you. Did I say that out loud?
That is mean. I hope Doc Rob punches you
I
when
hope
he sees
you. He's laughing
you.
His butt off, which is the point of it.
Seattle at Dallas. Dallas is 12-point favorites.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
they should win by more.
They should.
Because it is Seattle, and Seattle is on the road at Jerry World, and
I am.
No happier
why
place.
Do they have this Catwoman photo? You know what? I'm not doing the rest of the show.
Steven has found a new love interest in his life. A photograph.
Photograph of a cheerleader doing a Catwoman dance or something. Anyways, I'm not sure what it is. Set to say, you didn't have the Dallas Cowboys?
Sure do.
All right. You know what? I was watching. I forgot what show I was watching on NFL Network yesterday. Pete Carroll.
Total access.
Pete Carroll sometimes seems lost on the sidelines. Is that just me, or is that reality?
Like he physically doesn't know where he should be, or
no, like,
he just
well, yeah, like he
has
physically
an absent
like,
stare.
Yeah, like
he seems checked out. But I suspect Stephen that knowing who Pete Carroll is,
he's like
that. He's
man,
in his head.
This is a bad,
no, he's in his head.
Oh, he's in there.
He's just
thinking.
In his head, and he's working every scenario. Some guys, when they are working their brains to their fullest, end up with a dumb blank stare.
And so there's this play. It's the last score that Cincinnati has. I think it's a punt returned by Simpson for a touchdown. I mean by Tate, and he's kind of just looking, and then all of a sudden the guy breaks free, and you could tell he's gone. He's going to score a touchdown, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Oh damn!" It's
like, just imagine you're weightless.
Maybe that's what he's doing. He's trying to relax. He's just relax.
We both
relax,
have the
Pete.
Cowboys there. Denver and Tebow time. Traveling to Oakland to face the Raiders. Raiders coming off a bye. Raiders throwing Carson Palmer out there. Tebow getting one more week to show he's worth something.
Yeah.
And the Raiders are favored by 8. What does that tell you about Tebow time and the Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
Please take Denver.
I'd take Denver if I thought they had a prayer.
Take them.
If they had a snowball's chance in Hades, I'd take them.
They have 2 snowball's chances.
No, they actually don't. They have less than that. They have a little piece of that crushed ice that melts real fast.
It is the team you want to take.
Thank you for brushing your hand across my face. Those are not the droids I'm looking for. And I'm not taking Tebow to win a game unless I see them up against... I don't know. I don't know if there's a team in the
Tebow
NFL.
Tebow has prayed overtime. He will win this
Steven,
game.
Steven, have I... how far did I drop them in my powerful rankings?
They went pretty far.
I know. I'm looking it up right now.
You said that they would continue to fall as long as...
They were going
to
fall like a stone is what I think I said. And... I'm looking at my powerful rankings. We posted too much stuff yesterday. There, I'm on him right now. Clicking on the powerful rankings and scrolling. I've got them at 28. And this team will fall like a stone if Tebow remains at the helm. I've got Seattle, Arizona, Indianapolis, and Miami below them. But the fact is, Steven, I don't know if they could beat any of these teams with Tebow starting. They have beaten Miami, obviously. We know that. But it's not because of, it's in spite of. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sad. I'm sad that he's turned out worse than anyone could have thought.
Going to be a very interesting
when
game,
bad
though.
Things, you know, there's
I
a
think
book,
it's going to be an interesting game.
There's an important book written by Rabbi Harold Kushner called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. Mm. And I think Tim needs to go get a case of those books. Yes. And then... prepare himself for a long off season.
And on that, Augie has written a very interesting article on
yes.
Tim Tebow. It is out on our
really
website.
Good. Augie's
he
a good
certainly
writer.
Is. The media has not done him any favors.
Again, you put people on a pedestal just to knock them down. You dress people up like a clown and then laugh at them for being a clown. That classic scene from Monty Python, The Holy Grail, they dress me up as a witch. Did you? No. Well, yes. Well, we did do the nose. But she does have a wart, you know? It's like, really? And this is the media.
Yeah.
We told you a long time ago that he was not an NFL quarterback, but we told you a long time ago also that he was a good guy.
Yeah.
And we stand by all that, and the people who are now turning into just these vicious, vicious people, stop it. He's just a guy doing the best he can.
All right. I'm taking Oakland.
Okay, I'm taking Oakland, obviously, too, and it's time for the two-minute offense as we go through the nap games. Atlanta and Indianapolis.
Falcons.
Miami at Kansas City.
Chiefs.
Kansas City. St. Louis at Arizona.
Rams. Wow, I really thought we'd differ at least in one of those
games. We differ on two games, my bud. That is it. 1-6 and 1-6. I'm taking the better of the 1-6 teams, which is the Rams. I've got the Rams at 27th, and I've got Arizona at 30th.
All right, that leaves me with a lot of work here for the challenge game. It's Jets at Buffalo or Cincinnati at Tennessee. I've got the favorite in Tennessee and the dog in the Jets. I've been burned by the Jets, so I'm going to go with my gut feeling is that the Cincinnati Bengals are just not what the 5-2 record shows. So I'm going with Tennessee.
Okay, bud. Got it.
And that is a challenge game.
Challenge game. Bengals and Titans.
But just so you know, I might flip over to Baltimore, San Diego. That's about it.
But not in the challenge game. Once that's locked,
it is locked in.
And we've told you the bye teams. Carolina, Detroit, Jacksonville, Minnesota. This is a tough week for fantasy football as a result. Because you've only got a few players affected, but they happen to be three of the biggest players in all of fantasy football.
Cam Newton.
I know.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
Adrian Peterson.
Calvin Johnson. Matt Stafford. AP.
I mean, seriously, Megatron. It's like these
My
guys hurt.
My teams where I've got AP, I'm going to struggle this week because there were like no running backs. There's like no running backs out there.
Yeah, no, there aren't. So, anyways, you all have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend watching good football. We'll be back from Vegas Monday at some point.
Yeah, no, we'll have a 5-minute football fix up on Monday. And later, though, because we're driving back from Vegas in the morning.
Yes, that's all the time
we've got, weekend.
Jeffrey. Must get going on, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want Denver? Look at me.
Yeah.
Denver Broncos.
I see Denver Broncos. I see a Bronco. I see a horse shot in a field, laying in its own blood. Oh, God, Stephen, no!
Sorry, I'm Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
Still don't want to change.
I'm pretty sure I'm good. All right.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.